Change is a fundamental aspect of the human experience. From the time we are born, we are thrown into a world that is constantly evolving. And yet, despite the fact that it is inevitable and a natural part of life, it's usually met with resistance. Most people try to avoid it because they know that with change comes uncertainty, and they fear uncertainty. They want everything to stay the same because it is comfortable. So they continue living in an overly cautious way to stop it from happening, because deep down, they already know that with change comes a period of difficulty, and they will do whatever is needed to avoid having to go through it. But here's the thing. Me and you both know that without change, our lives will become stagnant and mediocre at best. So you might as well go ahead and accept that change is going to happen, whether you like it or not, and then use it to your advantage, because it's the only way that you can transition from one chapter of your life to the next and get closer to becoming the best version of yourself. And yes, there are going to be challenges, but this is the only way that growth takes place. Think about it like this. If you go to the gym and lift the same amount of weight every day, the muscle will not grow. You have to add tension and difficulty in order to see improvements. And this same principle applies to our own lives. We have to add pressure in order to grow. And you also have to be open to whatever comes your way so you can see new opportunities and reap the rewards. Because if you live your life trying to avoid change at all costs, you will never see a better path. And this path could be exactly what is needed to get you to your ideal future faster, but you will miss it if you close yourself off to the opportunity out of fear of where it might take you. I know it's a lot easier to keep going in the same direction and think that you can predict what will happen next, but this is an illusion of certainty because we have very little control over the external world. Everything in life is connected, and one small event can cause a domino effect that can make its way into your own saga. Your only option is to rip the Band-Aid off and say, fuck it, I'm ready, which opens you up to new possibilities. To do this, you will have to have a certain level of confidence in yourself. You need to have a mindset of unwavering positivity that you will persevere no matter what comes your way. And this confidence can only come through repetition. It's overcoming challenges as quickly as possible, because each time that you do, you are leveling up. And you are adding new tools to your mental arsenal, and this is what makes you more confident and resilient. Your entire life is a journey where you are given opportunities to collect proof that you are a capable individual. This proof compounds over time and will lead you to the success that you have always wanted for yourself. But this will never happen if you are constantly shying away from change and living in a fantasy world where you think everything will be the same forever, which is what we are going to work on today. I'm going to share the strategies that have helped me become okay with change. And I'll be honest with you, this was an extremely difficult idea for me to accept and even harder to implement. My life had to fall apart to finally accept it because I had no other choice. I thought that I could control everything until I was forced to realize that I couldn't. And I'm glad that it happened, because now my life is better than I could have ever imagined, but it wouldn't be this way today if I continued being resistant to change. So the first and most important thing we need to do is develop a growth mindset. This is how you begin to open yourself up to new experiences and perspectives. And it's with a growth mindset that you will realize the fact that you have unlimited potential and you don't have to remain the same person that you are today. But to make this happen, you have to start seeing challenges as opportunities to learn and to grow instead of obstacles to avoid. Because if you continue to avoid them, you will never gain the skills needed for personal growth. You can only get these skills through new experiences, which you'll never have if you put yourself inside of a box that stops you from trying anything new. These opportunities for growth are all around you, but you have to step out of your comfort zone and into the unknown to find them, because it's in the unknown that you find hidden talents that you never knew existed before. And it's where you will also find weaknesses that are stopping you from climbing to the highest peaks of personal success. But once the weakness is discovered, you can develop your plan of attack to get rid of it. And this is difficult for most people because They don't want to accept that they have any weaknesses. Their self-worth and ego is trapped in the illusion that they are better than they actually are, and this stops them from improving, because the only way that you can improve is by accepting where you could be better and then taking action to strengthen this aspect of yourself. That's why developing a growth mindset is so crucial. You can't live your life with limited beliefs and expect your situation to ever improve. The only way that it will is by accepting that you have room for growth and then seeking out the experiences that will allow you to start putting in the reps to get better. You have to become okay with change and try new things that you will probably not be good at in the beginning, but will improve at over time. And to get through this season of uncomfortable growth, you will have to be resilient, because you're naturally going to be bad at something that you have never done before. There are going to be obstacles that you don't know how to overcome yet. But with every obstacle that you overcome, you are acquiring new knowledge and skills that will make you stronger and wiser. So being able to bounce back from adversity and continue moving forward is the only way that you will get to the other side. This is where having a strong why becomes your greatest weapon. It is the fuel for your internal fire to continue moving forward. And the best way to discover your why or reason to keep fighting is by creating an anti-vision. What is your life going to look like if you continue down this same path and don't take action? Take out a piece of paper and write it out in full detail. You can also create a pros and cons list. An example would be, what would happen if I don't work out? I personally don't want to be weak and fragile, so that's a strong enough why to get my ass into the gym. Another tool that has helped me get through periods of change, especially difficult ones, is anchoring myself in the present. Fear and anxiety are almost always a result of something that has already happened or that we think will happen. But when you focus on the present, you'll realize that right now, everything is okay. Sure, something may have happened that rocked your ship, and something could potentially happen that will suck, but the past is no longer here, and you really have no idea what's going to happen next. So if you feel yourself spiraling downwards, put yourself back into this exact moment, and it will help you regain composure. And the best way that I have found to do this is by practicing mindfulness meditation, which I know sounds a little woohoo, but it's effective for a reason. The brain can only focus on one thing at a time, and mindfulness meditation is nothing more than focusing on your breath, which is happening right now. This stops the mind from ruminating about the past or freaking out about the future. I don't use anything for meditation now, but years ago, I downloaded the Headspace app, which helped me learn how to do it. And with practice, you will learn how to anchor yourself in the present and not just while meditating. You also need to have systems in place to stay grounded during periods of change and uncertainty. It's easier to stay on track with things like working out, reading, hiking, and meditating when things are going good. But it's crucial to stick with them when life gets hard, because it keeps you strong and grounded, which is why having solid habits in place is so damn important. They keep you held together when everything else is falling apart. And if you need help with building better habits and discipline, you can download my free tactical guide at norsemantality.com. I also make clothing, fitness accessories, and supplements. You can check that out at norsefitness.co and use the code podcast15 to save 15% on your first order. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.